How many of you have gotten a letter, one that was addressed just to you? Did you get a letter? Well, there's not too many letters being written nowadays because we do the internet and we do email, but it's kind of fun to go to the mailbox and find a letter that's just for you, addressed to you. And you look at the letter and you think, who is this from? And then you wonder, what are they going to tell me? Are they going to tell me something about themselves? Are they going to ask questions about me? Well, the other day I got a letter. The letters that we get to ourselves, those are called personal letters. And I got this letter, and I looked at it, and it said International Children's Care. Well, I knew that wasn't a personal letter. That was what's called a newsletter. And newsletters go out to lots of people, the same letter. When your grandma writes you a letter, it's just to you, but it's not to everybody. But a newsletter can go out to many, many people. Well, I opened it up, and I'm always excited to see what they're going to tell me in this newsletter. International Children's Care is an organization that has built homes for children who have lost their mommy and daddy. And that's always sad when children lose their mommies and daddies. But they have built homes. You know, down at Milo, they have like a dormitory where children can live, where teenagers live. And in some places, they have what they call orphanages, and they're built like a dormitory. But in International Children's Care didn't want the children to have to live like in a dormitory. So they built homes. They built homes, like 10 homes, and each home has like 14 kids in it. 14 kids? What if all they were all babies? That would be too much work for the house parents, wouldn't it? So they put older children in their home, they put smaller, middle-sized children in the home, and they put babies in the home. So it's just like a family, and then they have house parents to take care of them. And what do the children learn? Well, I got this newsletter, and in the newsletter, it told me about little Wilma was her name. Sorry, it's hard to hold this at the same time. Wilma was 1 year old when she lost her mom and dad. Well, actually, her daddy couldn't take care of the three children anymore. The mother was gone, and so he was going to put them up for adoption. But that meant the children wouldn't be all in the same place, and they wouldn't know each other. And the auntie said, no, let's go and take them over to Los Pinos Children's Village in Guatemala. Now, Guatemala is in Central America. It's between North America and South America. So they took the children over there. And you know what she learned? She learned that she had food every day. You know, sometimes the children come there and they are hungry. They haven't had enough food to eat, and they sometimes can be starving. And they might not have proper clothes to wear. And they might not have anybody to bathe them and keep them clean. They might have lice in their hair. And they get all cleaned up, and they have three meals a day, and they have a bed to sleep in at night, and that makes them happy. And the other thing, they get to go to church, and they learn about Jesus, and that makes them very happy to find out that Jesus loves them. Well, this girl, Wilma, grew up. She went to school there, and this is what she wrote. She said, "Thank you very much to all my supporters, because with your help, I could graduate, and now I may help my sisters. And I am encouraged to support the children who come behind me." And there was another story in here about a little girl that came to the village, and they found out that she had a crooked back. Her backbone was so crooked that she had a lot of pain and she couldn't stand up straight. And somebody went and down there and they found that, oh, she needs some medical help bad. And they got her to Loma Linda, and when they did surgery on her, when she was done, she was 3 inches taller. And she felt so good. Now, When these letters go out to people, people read them, and then they say, oh, I think those children's villages need some money. I think that they need some mattresses and some blankets and some pillows. I think they need some money for clothing for the children. Oh, they might need some money to pay the doctor when they have to go to see the doctor. And, oh, I think they need some food. So we send them some money. And do you know what? Jesus says that's the right thing he wants us to do. And if you read in your Bible in Matthew 25, 34, it says, then shall the king say unto them, who is the king? It's Jesus, yeah. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then the righteous shall say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? When did we see you to be a stranger and took you in, or naked and clothed you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come unto you? And do you know what the king said? He said, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. So Jesus is pleased, and he gives us the inspiration to help the little children who don't have mommies and daddies. So now we'll take a little time, and we'll talk to Jesus. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that there was someone who built homes for these little orphan children who didn't have mommies and daddies. We pray that you will bless the house parents, bless the children, help them to learn about you. And I pray that you will bless all the supporters that help with these children. Give them a very special blessing, we pray in thy name. Amen. Now you may go back and remember to pick up the little baskets.